Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Maseches Megillah Daf Tesvav. We begin a brand new perek. The fourth perek, we start at the Mishnah right on top. Kochim Mizbeach. I mean, Starfen Zemze, Lamila. One can combine two pieces of Kochim Mizbeach regarding Megillah. Meaning, suppose he has some of this carbon together with some of the other carbon, and he has anah from both, with a sum total, anah of a shava pruta, which is the minimum threshold for mi'ilah. So the benefit that he took was valued at a pruta, in combination of both pieces. It's combined, it's mitzvah. So you can combine different types of carbonis. A little of this, a little of that, to generate mi'ilah. What else can you merge them for? Regarding other liabilities as well. Carbon-related liabilities, such as eating pigle, eating neisar, eating when you're tummy. So if you have a little, half a kazayas of this carb, half a kazayas of the other, and he ate the pigle, he ate the neisar, or when he was tummy, he's chayef. U'l'chayef alei mishum pigle v'neisar v'tummy. Okay, so the first case is combining from two types of carbonis. Case two, kachavet kabayis as well. You have animals which have been donated to the kabayis fund. If you have a little bit for this and a little from that, it is mitzdarf and zemze. You merge them, you combine them to trigger the meilah process. Third case, you can even merge together kachavet mizbeach and kachavet kabayis regarding meilah. So although pigel, neisar, and tummy do not apply with respect to kachavet kabayis, but mi'ilah would apply, even if you're combining two different families, two different types, two different categories. Echad kachavet mizbeach, ve'echad kachavet kabayis, you can merge them at starfin, if you have a little hanor from this, a little from that, mitzdarfin zemzel mi'ilah. Okay, so we have three cases in the Mishnah, merging together kachavet mizbeach. Next case, merging together kachavet kabayis, and even cross-border, from kachavet mizbeach to kachavet kabayis. Ask the Gemara, so once you speak about the third case, where you're crossing the divide, and you can still combine them, certainly, regarding merging two of the same type, so why does the Mishnah have to go through all three cases? Hashti Yishlemar. Look, once you've established, Yishlemar, you can say, Diktani, we conclude the Mishnah with Echad Kochim Mizbeach Ve'echad Kochim Kabayis Am Mitzdarf together the high Kedushas Aguv Vay Kedushas Damim. And you can argue, well, they're too far apart, disparity is too wide. Nevertheless, Afilu Hachi, what does the Mishnah say? Ketoni Mitzdarf and Zemze. Certainly in the first case Kochim Mizbeach and Kochim Mizbeach Mibayi, why need to go through all the cases? Sounds like a repetition. The answer is, you're right, on the mi'ilah factor, it's not really a novelty. But there's an additional component discussed there, which is not discussed anywhere else in the Mishnah, that's pigel, neisar, and tummy, which is limited to mizbeach. Hence, we refer to that as well. Since the Mishnah wanted to refer to that element as well, to merge them regarding those liabilities which are unique to Kachim Mizbeach. The Kachim Mizbeach loy ikachi, because this is not applicable to Mizbeach. It's not a carbon, there's no pigel, there's no noiser, right? Mishmachi Kapalagi, that's why the Mishnah splits it into three cases, merged together. There's that and the other thing regarding whatever is relevant to that respective case. Amar Avyamai, Machvarta. Dovar Borer, it's clear. Here's a big chiddush. Ein chayavan mishmi'ilah, elo al kochei betekabayis, v'ayilu bulvad. You should know mi'ilah only applies to either betekabayis materials, which are completely dedicated to the treasury, or regarding karbanis, only the ayilu. Because the ayilu is unique. It's completely put on the mizbech. Nothing in it for the kayhanim, nothing in it for human consumption. And mila only applies to these two items, the kabayis, or in the world of karbanis, only the ayla. My time, why? The pasuk says, Mila only applies to something which is completely Lashem, Nefesh, Kisimoil, Mal, Mikotche Hashem. And we learn, Kotche, Mam Yichodin Lashem, Yeshvan Mila. Mila only applies to something which is completely, exclusively dedicated to Lashem, such as an Oila. Amakotche Mesbeach, but other Karbonis, such as Chatos, Oila, and Shlomim, Isbul Koyhanim, Isbul Albaylim. Some of them have parts that go to Koyhanim, some to the owner. And therefore, they're Meila free. They don't really qualify as Kotche Hashem. Now we have a string of kashas on this statement. Really? Anything other than oila is meila free to none. Look at our Mishnah, kochim, mizbeach, various types. We're assuming chatos, oila, shlam, kochim, mizbeach, mitzdarven, zem, zel, meila. Oh, it's only with the rabbonim and the raisa, there's no meila. Next, kochim, kadoshim, back on that base, right? Sheshachtim, medarim, we did the shchita on the kochim, kadoshim, medarim. We assume any type of kochim, kochim. Not just an oila, my alam behind is meal. Again, it's only the rabbanut. None. We have a mishnah. Hanenu nachatas kshichaya. Person use the karma chatas while alive. Rashi explains. We're speaking about a balas mum. It's blemish. It's slated for redemption. So by using it, you diminish the value. Loyma lachivka meal only triggers when you are paigim. You diminish the value of a pruta. Kshimesa once it's dead. It's not really valued or anything. It has no purpose. You can't redeem it for the dogs. So there. Mila works a bit differently. There's no diminishing of value. There is no value. Kimishin, and a kol shumah, once he has a no, even a little bit, he's moyel. Clearly, there's mila nachat, it's not just an oil. Again, it's only with the rabban, with the raisa. There's no mila in a Torah. Atanya. Rabbi Yoimi, Rabbi says, kol chel al Hashem. We learn from this pasuk. L'rambe say, muri kochim kalim l'mila. But even the fats of a kochim kalim, after Zrika, there is mila. Clearly, meal applies to other karbonis, other than oila. That's only midrabon. Asks the Gemara of Kroka Nosevlo. But he's quoting a pasuk. How can you say it's limited to the rabban? Asmacht mal is just a support to the rabbinic halach. Now comes the last and final kasha. V'amar ula toros, a name of Amar B'yechanan, kachim shemesu. Karbonis that died. Yotsu. They lose their meila status because they have no function, they have no purpose, they have no value. But my, now what type of karma are we talking? If it's bet kabayis, then why does that status change once it dies? It still has value. The carcass has value. I feel like tsunami. Even if it's dead. You're saying it's dead, what worth does it have? Imagine a person's magdish an ash for the bet kabayis, a trash, a garbage, a landfill. It has some recycling value. Love is for mila. Wouldn't it have mila? Of course it does. So why would this dead animal be mila free? El kashim is beyach. Must be. You're talking about a carbon. And after death, it has no value. You can't redeem it for the dogs. Well, you just told me v'chayeyem nami darai seles b'mila. There's no mila on any carbon other than oila. Min ha-toira. And you're telling me it's only mila free after death? And we're assuming that he's talking about all karbanis. You're right. We misunderstood Rabbi Yanai's statement. Ella hachi ka'amri Rabbi Yanai. All they meant is like this. The source, mahaikra, from this source, from this pasuk, which mentions kachay Hashem, you can only apply it to either the kabayis, which is completely given away to the treasury, or oila. But for other karbanas, you can't derive from this source. Where then? Rashi brings the other pasuk on the bottom line of Rashi, have another source to cover other karbanas. From this pasuk, only kachar the kabayis, we can learn from this pasuk with the kabayis, or the oila. But other karbonis, kachem mizbeach, which are not exclusively la Hashem, which I mean, you know, that can't be sourced in this pasuk, rather from an alternate source. Okay, so bottom line, the conclusion is that mila does apply to bet kabayis or to any karbonis, whether from this source or from the other source. We learned as well that you can combine a bit of each karbon to generate mila, and in the case of kachem mizbeach, to generate pigal noisav etame. We turn time and here's another mission regarding combining. Chamisha dvarim ba'ilo mitzdarfin zemze. There are five components within the oila offering that can be combined. to generate liability. So if he has a kazayis comprised of various elements of the oila, it will trigger the liability of pigul, etc. What are the five? Habasar, the meat, vachela, the fat, vasoilus, the flour of the mincha, which comes along with the oila, vayayin, the wine, vashemen, and the oil as well. Vashisha b'toida. A toida has an extra one. It has the breads as well, which accompany the toida. We have habasar, vachela, vasoilus, vayayin, vashemen, also vahalacha. Masni le Rav Huna. So he taught Rava, or the Rabba Bray, his son Rava. Chamisha dvarim ba'olam, mitzdarfin zemze. In the world of karbonis, a maximum of five components can be combined, implying that any given carbon at most has five components. Now in the Mishnah we learn about a toilet that has six. That was his question. Amarle, he says, Ba'olam ka'amras, anything in the world? Vaktani ba'toilet vavdvarim shabatoilet. We have a Mishnah which cites six components in the toida package. Why are you limiting it at five? Amos, he says, "Tzni ba'ola, not ba'olam." The brisa that I quoted to you has to be tweaked. Instead of ba'olam, it's ba'ola. Just a change of one letter. In ba'ola, there's five components. Tzni ba'ola. Tanya. So now our Mishnah is going to be a support. Laha. To the material, to the halacha contained in the following brayso, Tana Rabbanan. Oila v'mireho mitzdarfin kazayis. So within the oila, you have the basar, you have the emurim, the fats. If you have, let's say, a bit of each for a total of a kazayis, mitzdarfin kazayis, you can combine them for a kazayis regarding the isser of ma'ala v'chutz, offering it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Because let's realize, the oila is unique from other karbanis, because in a regular carbon, the meat is eaten by the kayhana, by the owner, but here, everything, lock, stock, and barrel, goes onto the mizbeach. So the meat, as well as the fat, are considered hakrava materials, in which case, if you have a bit of each for a total of a kazayis, you have a kazayis of, essentially, hakhtara material, and do it outside your chayim. Oil of a mirim, staff, and kazayis, la loisin b'chutz. What else are they merged regarding? Lo chayim alein, mishim, pigol, noisir, and tami. If a person eats them as pigol, noisir, and tami, is chayim. Now, questions like this. Why limit your discussion to the oila? This concept of combining and merging would apply to all the karbanis as well, at least regarding pigul, noisir, and tami, which are applicable to all karbanis. I understand, not regarding the mala v'chutz, because, like we explained, in contrast to oila, where the meat and the fats are pretty much in the same boat, they're hakrava materials, by the karbanis it's not so. The meat is not meant for hakrava. But regarding pigul, noisir, and tami, eating in that state, half a kazayis of meat or chalev together, and chalev together, that would be a combination that can be merged, whether it's oila or other karbanos. Ketani ba'oila in bishlamim loy. The brisa seems to indicate that this is unique to oila, not to shlamim. Why? Bishlam, I understand. Certainly la loisam b'chutz regarding offering it outside the Beis HaMikdash, which only applies to carbon material. So by the oila, the kalil he oila, which meant to be completely placed on the mizbeach, even the meat is hakrava material. There, mitzdarf, and the meat and the fat combine for some total of kazayis hakrava material, if done outside, is liable. Shlamim loy mitzdarf. By shlamim, it's not so, because the meat is different than the fat. The meat doesn't belong on the mizbeach. If it does it outside, there's no liability. So that element of combination, I understand, is unique to the oila. But, ela l'chayv alein mishan pigul m'nesir v'tami, regarding combining the meat and the fat for pigul liability, for noisir, shlamim loy mechayiv. Why can't that same liability apply to shlamim as well? In fact, we have a Mishnah coming up soon. Kol ha'pigulim mitzdarfin zemze, v'chol ha'noisoreis mitzdarfin zumzu. You have various parts of karbanos that are pigul or that noisoreis, you can combine them. So why not do the same by the shlamim? Ela ema. Rather, we have to modify the entire brisa. The brisa was saying like this. Oila v'mireha. If you have a sum total kazayis comprised of the oil of meat and the imurin, it's darfin zemze. They can be combined and merged. Regarding what? The kazayis for a kazayis amount. Lizroig alein asadam. Regarding a totally different matter altogether. To enable the proceeding, to enable to proceed and do the zrika. The halacha is, we'll see in a minute, Rabbi Shua holds. One can only proceed with zrika if there's at least a minimum of a kazayis of the animal, of the carbon remaining behind. If it's totally lost and gone and burnt, destroyed, you can't proceed with this. You have to have the full package, at least a kazayis. which is a shir achila. A gezayis of either mizbeach consumption material or personal consumption material. So by the oila, the mida and the emurin are both mizbeach consumption material. So you have a gezayis of some total comprised of mida and emurin, that's sufficient to enable the processing of the carbon. Lizrak alayna sadam. Gechiv and the mistarif. Lizrak alayna sadam. And once you have that behind you, the mistarif to allow the zrika, chayav v'chulu. So now you can get to the point of zrika, which concludes the process, which activates the pigol and the nourishment of the tame, a system. And again, that's unique to the oila, where the basar as well as the emurin are considered hakrava materials. But a regular carbon, let's say a shlamim, you have to have a full kazayas of either or. You can't combine because you need a full kazayas of either hakrava material or personal material. Uman ketanila, who's the author of this price, which has this requirement for zrika to have some part of the carbon present? Rabbi Shui, the son of Shua Imar, kol azvachan shabater all carbonis in the Torah and eshtayir mehen kazayas basar. Oy, kazayas chelav. So everything is gone, but there's at least a kazayas of the basar or kazayas of the chelav. So basar is for human consumption, chelav is for mizbeach consumption. That's sufficient to allow the process to continue. Zerik sada. He learns from a pasuk. Vasisa lesecha basar v'adam. You have to have the zrika with some carbon material. But if it's just half a kazayas, kachatzi zayas of the basar, which is for personal consumption. And then the kachazizayis of chelav, which is mizbeach consumption, that's not enough. There are different types of properties. However, the basar and the chelav are in the same family. They're both mizbeach consumption materials. I feel kachazizayis basar, kachazizayis chelav, zerek satam. Mishakulo kolo, because it's all completely for the mizbeach. And the brisa continues. Uba mincha, regarding a mincha, I feel kulo chaimus leizrik. Even if the entire mincha is around, you can't do zrika. Zrika on a mincha? Since when? Mincha ma'aviti. Who's talking about zrika on a mincha? Zrika is for a carbon. Amra papa mincha san sachem. What happened was that the entire carbon went missing. But the mincha was salvaged. Mincha which accompanies the carbon. Maybe that's enough to consider the carbon present to enable the zrika. No, the answer is mincha is a separate entity. So although it accompanies the carbon, it's not sufficient to enable the zrika. Unless you have, you know, the carbon present. Okay, so in conclusion, combinations. You can combine various parts of a carbon by the other, it's five, by the other, it's six, regarding pigul noisir v'tamei, if there's a sum total of kazayis of all these materials. And regarding enabling zrika, which is a prerequisite according to Rishua, you have to have a kazayis around. So either a kazayas of basar or kazayas of chelav by other kabbalists, but they only can merge them together because after all they both put them as beach. Another mention regarding combinations. Hatruma, which is truma gedol, the first thing you take off the grain, but truma smaisa is the tenth that the levi transfers to the kohen after he gets his maserishin. Truma smaisa shal demai, truma smaisa taken off unknown materials. Demai, what is this? Status unknown, he bought it from an unlearned person, not sure if he addressed the truma smaisa, so you have to take off truma smaisa just in case. So that as well is on the list. Vachala, the part taken off dough, vabikurim, fruit offered to the brought to the Beis HaMikdash, given to the kohen. All these, in a sense, are labeled as bikurim. So the part of the asari as truma, and they're labeled, and they're they're considered part of the Truma family. And that's why they have enough in common that they can be mitzarif and zemze la'esar. If a bit of this, a bit of that fall into a container of chulin, which needs 100 times as much as the isser to nullify the isser, they merge together, they team up to make the chulin asr, if there's less than 100 times of this combined amount. A person eats a kazayis. Actually, watches a shava pruta. He eats a shava pruta worth a combined package of any of these trumas for total shava pruta. He has to pay back the value plus a fifth. Call a pigulum. Oh. We had this before, call a pigul, mistafrin zemze, chalanasar, mistafrin zemze. We have pigul from various carbonates, nice from various carbonates, combine them together for liability. Now the question is my time. How could you combine Truma and Bikurim? Seemingly they're different entities. The answer is Kulu Ikru Truma. They're all called Truma. Where? Gabi Chalaksiv, Rashis, Ari Sesecham Chala Terima Truma. So Truma relates to Chala as well. Gabi Bikurim, Nami there as well. Ikru Truma, they're called Truma to Sanya. Utruma Sat Chala Bikurim. So we find Bikurim and Truma synonymous. Aval Inach, but the other three are obvious. Like Tzricha, we don't need a source. Truma is Truma, Truma is Master, Truma is Master, right? Hence, they can merge together and combine. Okay? All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rav.